We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey guys, it's Sharon.
It's Noni.
And this is Jules. And we are just here to let you know that we actually recorded this particular episode all the way in Feb, pre-COVID. So if it sounds a little bit outdated, just bear with us.
And we hope everybody is staying safe. We're definitely advocating for the safe practices that we have been told by the government to wash hands, sanitize to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
Julia Mutahikagwe.
All right. Right, let's get into it, ladies.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Welcome to episode one of It's Related.
I promise.
Welcome. My name is Noni.
And I'm Jules.
I'm Sharon.
And we are on a podcast together.
Imagine,
we have come together to bring you information, entertainment. What are we going to be talking about?
I just can't believe it's actually happening. This is wild.
Right?
Yeah.
Mad.
Long time coming.
We'll be talking about so many different things. As in, I can't even begin to list them. I know for sure I will definitely be talking a lot about like career, about the creative industry, just things that I'm passionate about, traveling, relationships.
Oh, for sure.
That's I can see Jules.
That's my fave.
Sex, a little bit of sex, you know. We'll be talking about a lot of things, Noni. What would you be telling us?
I feel like this is a space for us to come together, for you guys who are listening to give us your thoughts as well. We're talking about everything, as Sharon said and Jules said. We're going to be talking about a lot of things happening in our lives, a lot of things happening in the world.
Yeah.
And just, you know, seeing where you stand, where we stand, and having a conversation, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cool. So, who are we? Let's start there because we're saying we a lot and it's like, who are you? I'll start. Yeah. My name is Noni. My name is Modoni Mushiri. I'm a journalist. I'm a YouTuber when I want to be. And
when you want to be.
Yeah, and now I am a podcast speaker.
Hey, podcaster.
Wow. a broadcaster and a podcaster.
Hey, that's a nice hashtag.
That's it, right? I think you can go next, tell us.
So, my name is also Modoni, but Sharon Modoni Mashira.
Yeah. I didn't know your name was Modoni.
Imagine.
Modoni Mashira, Modoni Mushiri.
That's how we roll.
Exactly.
So, I am also a journalist. I actually work with Noni at the BBC. Mm-hmm. I'm a TV presenter. I used to be a radio presenter. I am a creative at heart and a storyteller. I used to have a YouTube channel. I also stopped posting because, imagine, I don't know. I think I've had a creative block for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I do.
But I'm really related.
Excited, but it's related, I promise.
And here we are creating.
I know, exactly. Again. Yeah. And now I guess I'm a podcaster, broadcaster as well. So here we are. Julesy.
You're. So yeah, my name is Jules.
Hey, girl.
AKA Julia Gaido.
AKA JG.
That's Noni's nickname for
me. You need to tell us why JG.
Julia has the best name.
I don't know.
This Noni Moshiri here.
Why do you call her JG?
She just, one day I called her and I'm like, hi babe. She just says, JG.
What's JG? You know
the name. Julia Gaido. Her name is Julia Gaido.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Welcome to the podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. So my name is Jules, aka JG, aka Julia, aka Jules Ha.
Jules Ha.
That's my Instagram handle. My background is in sales and marketing, but I'm also a YouTuber, content creator. And we've just found ourselves here as three girls who are friends. And now we decided, hey, yeah, we have things we want to say.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Here we are on our here first podcast. Are.
Yes, I love it. How do you feel? How are you feeling?
I don't know. Imagine, I feel so good though.
Yeah.
I feel like I found my podcasting tribe.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine doing this with anybody else because I've had that discussion with so many different friends of mine, just like casually in conversation, like, oh my God, like you start talking about deep things and you're like, we should start a podcast. But it's never really actually come to happen until I had the conversation with Jules first.
Yeah,
And then I had a separate conversation with Modoni and then Modoni was the glue. Together.
Ladies, come 90s. Together.
Collaboration.
So we're all friends here.
Right.
Yeah.
But we know each other from different channels.
So
I think it would be good for us to kind of like tell our listeners for the first time how we know each other.
Yeah, because how we met.
How we met and who we are.
A lot of guys are going to be like, wait, Who?
Yeah.
Who and
what?
Who?
Yeah.
How did what this? Do you
mean? Yeah, because we have a lot of mutual friends.
Right.
We have a lot of mutual friends, but we so only would see each other just
kidogo
on the socials until now we became friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. And podcast friends.
And podcasters. I'm just glad we've also been hanging out. Like, in case you guys didn't know, which probably didn't, that we've been hanging out before actually recording these like podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, we've actually bonded away from the podcast itself. So I'm excited to see where even this friendship grows and grows. It's going to be a nice, nice journey, you know?
All right. Well, I mean, Jules, how do we know each other?
Okay. Yeah. So me and Noni, this girl over here.
Yeah.
We met about, I would say, 3 years ago in London town.
Three. Yeah.
It's about 3 years.
Radan.
Because I've been back 4 years. Oh, so
wait, 4 years.
So it's around four and a half. It's about four and a half years.
Back for
what?
Yeah.
I've
been back 4 years. I met Noni through, Noni came to London with her sister.
Shout out Wangari. What's that?
Shout out Wangari. Different strands.
Different strands.
Family is blessed with names of Mufasa.
Hey.
You know?
Okay.
Hey.
So, Noni comes into my friend's house. So I have a friend in London. Shout out Cynthia.
Yeah.
So we went to Cynthia's house and Cynthia's like, oh, you know, I have some friends coming from Australia. They're Kenyan. Let's all hang out. Da, da, da. And of course, when you're abroad, you're so excited to meet other Kenyans.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, for sure. I'll come and I'll help you like host them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you came to Cynthia's house and we just parade.
It was maybe like 8 days, but like,
oh my God. I was like, I know I cannot function in Kenya for long because this weekend life that spills into Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and you're a student. And I was working. I was working and
you're
a student.
You're working in your chair at the same time.
Yeah. Jesus. Doing my master's degree. Because I had to do it. Because initially my plan was to stay longer. Right. Of course, plans changed. I came back home, but that's where I was working. And yeah, we had such a great time.
At that time, we were coming from Sydney. Because
you guys were coming from Australia.
Exactly.
And then you were on your way to where?
To Netherlands.
Yeah. And they decided to make a pit stop in
London.
Stop.
A quick one.
Transit,
get a small cuppa.
Yeah. And
I apologize for my accent.
You tried. You did well.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you guys came. Oh my gosh. And then, let me know. I cannot fail to mention this.
Yeah.
That Wagari sent our mutual friend, Cynthia.
Yeah.
An itinerary on a spreadsheet
the
of
classic.
The things that we're going to do that weekend. And you guys, I'm not talking like at the...
A bullet point at the...
No.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, no, it was bullet point. 1, 2, 3, 4. On a spreadsheet, right?
On a spreadsheet.
It's not like you think someone sends a spreadsheet because, okay, they have to go to this office and then have meet this client.
Right.
It was go to Boots, buy eyelashes. Go to Primark. Visit Winter Wonderland. Drink. Party. Do breakfast. I'm like, you've gone.
Number 7, party after
party.
So Cynthia sends me the spreadsheet. I'm like, oh my God, these girls, I don't know. They sound, I don't know.
Didn't we even go for that party, that house party?
We did. We went to, I don't know, it was East London somewhere. Oh. These guys came and they already have friends. I live in London. These guys don't live in London. They're like, oh,
they're telling us what to do.
So it's on the Excel. We have to do it. It's on the Excel.
We went to this Kenyan house party. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I even met a guy there.
Oh.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
A Kenyan guy. You met a Kenyan guy.
A lovely, lovely, lovely guy.
I actually need
to look for this guy.
Hey, wow.
Yeah. So you guys, like, it's actually my first London romance.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We had a team.
I remember I went back to home and I was like, I need to drink hot water lemon for the next like week straight. Yeah. It was
We met
experience.
Like you said, we met on the trap.
Yeah, we met on the trap.
Yeah.
For real.
Hey.
In the bando.
Wow.
And I think since then, so then now when we came back home to Kenya, then you came, I think, like the year later after that or something like that.
Yeah, and we reconnected. I can't remember where we met, but it's like when I met you and your sister, I honestly felt like this was a lifelong friendship in the making.
Mm.
It's like there's these people who you meet who you connect. It's the word instantaneously.
Instantaneously.
Yeah, it was just like, I felt...
Word of the day.
Look,
you know?
Especially when you're abroad, you meet a lot of weird, you know, like fake people. Yeah. And you really don't know what people's agenda is. But these guys came and I was like, oh my God, I found my people. They don't even live in London.
They don't live there.
Yeah.
But Nairobi brought us together.
It brought us together. But you know what? I have friends from London who I don't keep in contact with.
Work.
But you and Wagare, I mean, you've been to every birthday party of mine. You come to my house. I invite you for everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that was a lifelong friendship.
I feel it. I feel it.
That winter of 2015, I think it was.
Your memory is fantastic.
That is great. Like, I don't know.
It was a few years ago. Right? I have to think, okay, so I graduated.
Even,
so
I always have my landmark. I'm like, okay, graduation. Right.
It was the year that, okay, so I, that means I was. And then Shaz and I think we've known each other or of each other there.
Yeah.
From like high school ish. But like.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even know that till now.
Right? Because we were in like similar schools in a way. Right? But I think we actually properly met again. If you know dates, you can tell me.
I don't remember.
The 4th of May, 2008. No,
it was
a
sunny afternoon.
Right?
No, I don't. I think okay. So we definitely like officially met, like at the office, like at the BBC East Africa Bureau.
Right.
But like we'd known of each other,
mm-hmm.
and. Me and Nones, like we had a bit of a rocky beginning.
Yeah,
it's not always smooth.
Not always smooth. Not every day calm.
Every
day, you know, sometimes drama here and there.
But it wasn't bad.
It wasn't drama, bad. Yeah, it was actually a case of mistaken identity because the guy I was dating at the time, this was like what 4 years ago. Now the podcast really begins.
Exactly. It's related. I promise.
I promise. The guy I was dating at the time. So we were both in London, and then we'd come back for the holidays in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at a bar, we're at Alchemist, just, you know, enjoying enjoyment. As per usual. And then I'm just seeing him in the corner talking to this babe. And I'm like...
Babe with beautiful hair.
Babe with beautiful
mane.
Mufasa mane. And I'm just like, this guys are way too cozy. I couldn't see what they're talking about. But you know when you're threatened, you know? And we all know when something threatens you.
When you know, you know.
True. So I was That's true. So he comes back to the table. I'm like, yo, babe, who are you talking to? Who's that? What the hell's going on?
Shut it down.
Now. Shut that shit down.
Yeah.
And then I think I just got over it. Like, it wasn't that deep. I don't think there was actually anything weird going on.
Mm.
And then fast forward to now this time I joined the BBC. It's like day one.
Okay, so was that Mudhoni he was talking to?
So that's the thing. I thought it was Mudhoni Bushiri.
Yes.
Because from afar, it looked like this babe I knew on Instagram called, not Mudhoni Bushiri, called Different Strands.
Yes.
Right?
Who he's
talking to. Because Different Strands is like a famous hair blogger in Kenya. So that's how I knew her, even if I was in uni abroad. But I was like, I know that babe he's with. Her name is Different Strands on Instagram. But I didn't know like who she is, like as a real person, right? So I get to the office and I'm seeing Different Strands. And I'm like, I'm going to be working with Different Strands.
You said
it's a bot. You know, like today the office will know. So it turns out it wasn't actually Different Strands at the office. It was actually Noni Mushiri.
Right.
Yeah. So the girl at Alchemist was Different Strands.
But
it's actually Mudhoni's sister, and you guys are literally...
They look so alike, especially when they have their natural hair out.
Yeah.
So I'm getting to the office. I think it's this babe from Alchemist who's Different Strands. And I start giving Mudhoni attitude.
Yo, this babe
I was giving her so much attitude. Because like, I was so upset. I was like, I think I just talked to my boyfriend.
And I'm here like, I know this babe. What's going on here? I'm like, this is the babe. What?
Yeah.
You look at yourself like, wait, are we in the same team? Like, what? Did I not do something? Did I not send an email as per my last email?
So like, I'm out here like, nah, we're not going to be friends. We're going to work together, but we're not going to be friends. Like, don't even try that with me right now.
I remember there was even a time you had to ask me for something.
I know.
I think it was how to use one of the software systems in the BBC. And one of the trainers was like, yeah, go ask Noni Mushiri. She'll be able to tell you. Because I was in BBC like maybe like 6 months before. Before now, the group that came in. So by that point, I'd already like mastered a lot of the programs just by purely being there a bit earlier.
Yeah.
So then now, you can see she's like, hi, Mudhoni. So how do you save blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, just click over there. Click, click, click. Thank you. Nice time. Bye.
Nice time.
It was so like, you know, like, there was just some animosity.
It was so ridiculous.
And I couldn't understand.
Yeah. You know, and I was like, why is she pretending like there's nothing going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I prefer...
Because in your mind, she's the girl who was talking to your boyfriend. And looking
you were talking
cozy.
To my mans at Alchemist.
And in my mind, I'm like, this thing you're doing, pretending you don't know what the hell is going on, is pissing me off.
It's not cute.
Yet you generally... Yeah. Like, it wasn't even you to begin with.
Fully.
So anyway, eventually, I don't know what made Noni realize. Yeah. Or what... I don't know what made you... Like, we eventually had the talk. Like, we just spoke about it. And I think Noni's the one who came and said, yo, honestly... What are we doing?
What is
this? Dumb. And we came to realize that we were actually
sister wives.
Sister wives.
So it might not have been me and Alchemist, but it was me.
Later on.
With the same guy. So her instinct might have been a little... I mean, your instinct, was spot on.
But how can a guy be two in me and my sister? Like, what?
So what happened
So was he? Was he actually... No, I think he probably overread the situation at Alchemist
because it was nothing. Now that I know different strands, right. Wangari properly.
Yeah.
And I broke up with my ex. It was absolutely nothing. Just those like drunken nights.
Right.
But so fast forward, Modoni comes, we have this chat and she's like, okay, look, babe, one of the reasons I wanted us to talk is because now I am seeing that guy. Because of course me and the guy broke up.
Yeah.
But then he was now vibing Modoni.
Yeah.
And she's like, yo, Abu, tell me what going on with this guy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, at first I was so offended. Like, are you kidding me right now? You want me to give you advice? But I was like, you know what, actually, I feel the sister wife situation. So yeah, we exchanged everything. I told her about all his emotional traumas and shit. You know, it was wild.
Yeah. It was wild.
Sister wife. Quickly. It's related. Mm. I promise. Okay. Can you just, Noni, just tell us what a sister wife is?
Well, Sharon and I both dealt with this guy on separate terms. We didn't know, like, you know, about each other per se in terms of, like, it's not like, oh, Sharon's dating him, so I went for him kind of a thing.
Mm.
But we both happened to have a situation with this guy. And through him, we are sister wives. Mm-hmm. He has combined us.
He has brought us together.
And with our powers combined.
Into a sisterhood.
Exactly. So it's not necessarily a side babe, or it's not really a negative thing because you can talk about it.
Yeah.
You didn't, it's not like you knew each other.
Spiteful.
It was probably at separate times.
Right.
Yes.
Like, you know, one situation ended, another one started.
Right, yeah.
And that's
and there was probably even people in between, for all I know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, safe to say, none of us are with that nigga now.
Okay. But we wish him all the best. We wish him all the best in his life.
Look at this diplomacy.
Do you see who these women are? Do you see, guys? Okay, do you hear? Anyway, so that's how Noni and I met.
Yeah.
And so me and Jules.
Sharon and Jules.
Yeah. Jules, you tell it.
All right, so... ours is quick. I'm gonna be quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me and Sharon. So Sharon at the time when she was still a YouTuber and being consistent on the platform.
She reached out
to over 25 to one of the girls on over 25. She reached out to Shiko, for us to collaborate with her on what was the name of your YouTube channel?
It was just my name.
Oh, Sharon Mashira.
Okay.
So you reached out to us and you were like, hey, can we do a collab? And for us over 25, we were still quite new into the space. But Ivy was really keen on like doing collaborations with other people. So we're like, all right, let's just... You were our first collaboration.
Oh.
You were our first collaboration. Oh, we hadn't done another collab.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you invite us over to your house because that's where you used to do your recording and shooting at.
Yeah.
And me and Sharon meet. Of course, she's the one who's hosting us and we're having a good time, chit-chat, da-da-da. And I mean, I think out of all the girls, me and Sharon connected the most.
Mm. Instantly.
We just started to talk and... You know, she's like, oh, you know, I feel like you're like my big sister. Have you met my sister? Here's my sister. You like my sister. And, you know.
That's so Sharon.
Like, Sharon, we went from hi, how are you, to men. Not men are trash, but like, right. Like we went like straight deep. We were deep in like 10 seconds. It's like, right. Yeah, so how do you, I don't know how to deal with that. Oh my God, menace. Oh my God, Nairobi's a dot. Oh my God.
Jules is so good with relationship advice, by the way.
I don't think I am.
I think
I'm just generally good. Not good, but like, I like to hear people's stories.
I was going
to
say, you're a good listener. You're a very good listener.
Yeah. I feel like I talk way too much than I listen. I'm like, I'm trying to improve my listening skills because me,
you're doing well, sis.
I think you're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So me and Sharon bonded on that. And then we did the recording and that's how me and Sharon met. After that, we had a rocky friendship as well.
Yes, that can be for drama.
Yeah.
What's going on?
We had some creative differences after the shooting of that episode and I was like, look, bitch, me and you are done. And not like, we have this thing where we say, you're either, are you, like, you know, let's say you're done with a guy.
Yeah, are you done, done?
Are you done or donezo?
Or donezo.
Oh. Donezo is it. Like, it's a wrap.
To my rab. What is that saying? To my rab.
To my rab. To my rab. So me, I'm like, me, I'm done, donezo.
Hey, like, donezo.
I'm not dealing with no Sharon Mashira.
We should have a segment for what we've done, donezo.
Done, donezo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if done, donezo is actually real.
Oh, it's not a real thing. I like it. I like.
No, like the concept of being done donezo. Like when you say you're done donezo, yeah, are you actually done?
Because you know you're
done
and you can be done done, but then it's like, look, me, never say never.
Yeah, true.
Somebody
exactly.
can meet you at a weak moment.
True. Mm-hmm. And don't they always? It's like these guys have a trigger. I know who we're talking about. They're like, wait, she's doing
guys,
great.
Wait, is this related?
Yeah. It is, I promise.
I digress. Mm. So yeah, so that's how me and Sharon met. We met after shooting this thing. And then we had a little bit of a fight after. I didn't talk to her for a while. And then we ended up meeting. We reconnected at a...
At it was, the BBC?
Oh my
no,
God.
It was not at the BBC, it actually. Was, no, babe. Oh, no, remember the Zoomy party?
Yeah, Zoomy.
Oh, there's an
babe.
Event. Like they invited a bunch of... Oh, did you invite me? You were there, babe. Oh, yes.
Hey,
you were
there.
Noni was there as well.
Oh, the managing editor to me.
Oh, so shit. Of course, Noni, you are the one who invited us.
Why are we always just in the same...
I'm just throwing events. Then I just tell guys, come.
Yes,
come.
Wow. You invited us. Yeah. And then I see Sharon there. And then I don't know how many Sharon started to talk. I think
Your friend Sarah.
There's a friend of mine, Sarah. She was there. And then you guys started to talk. And I was like, all right, get over it. So I don't think we talked about the issue on that day.
In fact, we were talking about another issue. And then... I think I don't know how we got back into like just.
We started to talk again when the She Word, which was a BBC show, we were invited to be part of a pilot. That's me and you. Okay, so Sharon, Noni, and Noni's also Mudoni, and me, Jules, and another girl, Farhana. Who's also a YouTuber. Shout out to Farhana. Yeah. We were all invited by the BBC to be part of a pilot of this show called The She Word.
Yeah, a women's show on empowerment.
Yes. Yes. So we were...
Yet here we are.
We are empowering women. Let me tell you, having a voice in a patriarchal society in itself is a form of empowerment.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we met at the BBC and then... you know, I'm looking at Noni like, wait, are we friends with this chick or are we not friends with this chick? Because me, I don't understand. Yeah. You guys, the two of you, by that
time... As we had now, yeah.
Yeah, you become really buddy-buddy. Yeah. But Noni already knew like how I felt about Sharon. But you know, look, we had to do this thing. We had to do this pilot and we had to put our feelings aside.
Exactly.
And we did, I think.
We did. The pilot was a success. Exactly. I mean, that's why She Word is...
Yeah. It's running.
It's running.
Because we did it.
Wow. Yeah.
Shout out to the She Word team also because you're all fantastic people. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot went well. Yeah.
So and that's... I mean, after that, I think that's when me and you, Sharon, we decided to squash this thing. We didn't do it on that day, but like I think when I saw how you, because I felt like your beef with Noni was probably more than mine or deeper than mine. Mine was just like I was being stubborn about something you said and did. And then we met up again at now Noni's house for a drink up.
See, I'm just trying to be Switzerland all around.
Yeah.
I'm just trying
to be.
Noni invites me to her house. I was actually just coming to change my clothes. I think I was going somewhere else. And I was like, let me come over to your house. Can I change? And I changed. Then you said, oh, you know, Sharon is coming. And I'm like, okay. So she comes. And then I'm like, girl, can we go have a chat on the balcony?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a chat and it's like nothing ever happened. Yeah. It's like we were back to square one. There was no beef. It was purely ego driven. That beef was so unnecessary. And so now we've become homies again and we are now on the podcast. We are podcasters.
Podcasters.
I think that's an important thing to say that, like, you know, it's not like, oh, there was beef and then whatever, we squashed it and we're all just sitting here slowly, like fuming at each other.
No.
I think, you know, part of being an adult is to be able to have like conflict resolution with someone. And have it in a way that like you can still express yourself and they express themselves and you come to some level of understanding, you know? And individually, collectively, that's what was able to happen. And that's why we are here.
That's exactly why we're here. Exactly. And for me, I was just thinking about it the other day. Like when we had the separate discussion to have a podcast, I was worried about doing it with you two simply because of the genesis of our friendships and the little hiccups along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized you can't be thinking like this. Like that's such a emotionally immature way to handle growth, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just so glad that I was able to just get over it because I'm so happy to be doing this thing with you guys because I know we're going to have so many creative differences down the road. Mm-hmm. We're going to agree to disagree on so many things.
Yeah.
But because we've been able to nail that element of our friendship and come out on the other side and come out winning.
Yeah.
Man, that's
it kind of even shows us like what...
Yeah, our boundaries.
Our boundaries. Oh, exactly. This is how Sharon is. This yeah, is how and I had a really, my point has just disappeared.
As you think, I was going to say, that's like also the beauty of being strong, opinionated women.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we want the podcast to also reflect.
Exactly.
That we are and strong. And exactly. We are strong, independent, opinionated women who can come together and have a discussion, even when we disagree.
Yeah.
We can still, you know, talk about it. And hopefully you guys can relate to what we're saying as well, because we want these conversations to be had in a platform that's open and that's honest.
Yeah.
It's not just like very formal or we can't discuss that because we're women, or you can't discuss that because you're young, or you can't discuss that because, you know, whatever it might be. This is the space, you know, so.
And I think the most beautiful part also is that we all have like our squad of friends separate from this threesome of us.
Yeah.
And I like that we've been able to find a tribe outside even our own little other tribes. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a dope, you know, like platform. And I really, really hope like most girls and even guys will love listening to our girl chat, our banter.
Yes.
And all that stuff. Because, hey, I've been sitting with Modoni and Jules for a while now. Guys, these women are entertaining.
No, we have a good time together.
Yeah. We have a good time together.
Yep. And, you know, when you said you are a bit worried about doing the project, for me, I was just like, when you said, oh, you know, me, you and Noni should do this, I was like, why did we think of this earlier?
Light bulb moment.
For me, I didn't have any fear at all. I was just like, of course,
Yeah.
For when you said that, when you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm speaking to Noni, and then I don't know what you think, Jules. I'm like, chick.
Done. Yeah, done. Can Jules was, I think there's a way, you know how to, obviously with the success of Over 25.
Yeah.
I think there's a way you know how to manage, you know, people's expectations, egos, challenges, weaknesses, all that stuff that makes, you know, our group project work.
Because
that stuff is not easy. Like I was doing my own YouTube channel alone, so I never really got into those dynamics. Like when you guys came to the house at Over 25 and we're trying to do that collab together, it was the first time I was like, wow.
Dealing with groups
is a lot of work.
But you know what? A lot of people ask us this, like,
what's kept you together?
What's kept us together? How do you get over this, and this? And it's really so simple. It's like, underneath it all, it's just such a strong network of, what do you call it? Like a very strong foundation of love.
Right.
It's like, look, I'm pissed at this chick right now. Mm. She was supposed to do this. I was relying on her to maybe do this bit of the project and she hasn't done it. Now I've been doing it for the past 2 weeks. Those things will happen. Let me tell you.
Definitely.
But like, and you probably will probably get mad and whatever, but like, as long as deep down you have, you see this person as your sister.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing them as a, you know, somebody who's going to,
a colleague
who's gonna like steal your shine.
It's not a competition.
At the end of the day you'll be always be able to find a resolution.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Right. So I feel like we could really go on. I know. That's us. We've told you who we are.
But it was related.
I promise.
It was all related.
Everything. And I hope now you get to know a bit more about us. This is episode 1. Well done, ladies. You've done it.
Hey,
oh my god.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And we're really excited because we have a lot in store for you guys. We hope you keep listening. And we'll see you in our next episode.
Yes.
And remember, it's related.
I promise.